You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is Mars? Mars is one of the planets in our solar system, and it's named after the Roman god of war. Mars is the fourth planet from the sun, after Mercury, which is closest, then Venus, and then the third one, our own planet, Earth. Mars is sometimes given the nickname the red planet because of its color when you look at it up in the nighttime sky, or if you have a telescope to take a look at it. Now, scientists have learned a lot about Mars, from telescopes that are pointed towards the planet, to spacecraft that have landed on Mars, to probes that still circle Mars and continue to take pictures. Now, we know that Mars's color is due to iron oxide, which we call rust. Its rocky surface is covered with iron oxide, or rust. Even though Mars is a small planet, it's only about half the size or diameter of Earth, it's a planet of solar system records in terms of size. For example, Mars has the highest known mountain in our solar system. It's an extinct volcano named Olympus Mons, which is 3 times taller than Mount Everest. Mars has the longest canyon in our solar system. It's called Valles Marineris, and it's about 9 times longer and 3 times deeper than the Grand Canyon on Earth. Mars has 2 moons, Deimos and Phobos, which are also rather odd. They're very small, with lengths of just 10 miles and 17 miles compared to the size of the planet. Phobos is closer to its planet than any other moon in our solar system. Mars's moons aren't spherical in shape like all of the other moons, but rather they're oblong and irregularly shaped. So as you can see, Mars has some strange features. While Mars does have an atmosphere, and it's made of carbon dioxide, or CO2 gas, Mars's atmosphere is very thin, unlike Earth's atmosphere. Here on Earth, our thick atmosphere of mostly nitrogen and oxygen gas protects the Earth, so that here on Earth, space materials and debris that fall into the Earth's atmosphere will burn up from friction with the atmosphere. However, with Mars, asteroids and meteors and space debris that enters Mars's atmosphere doesn't burn up because of friction with Mars's atmosphere. Therefore, the planet's surface is covered with impact craters because the space material was able to make it to the surface. Speaking of craters, here's a crater activity you can try at home. Fill a cereal bowl with fine powder, like baking flour, and then smooth it so that the surface is flat. Then cover the surface with a thin layer of cinnamon powder so it looks red, like the surface of Mars. Drop a marble into the powder and observe the shape and size and direction of the crater that forms. Experiment a bit. Have fun. Drop different sized marbles, or from different heights, or from different angles or forces, and compare the shapes and sizes of your impact craters. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of Mars. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.